From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Protests demanding universities divest from companies that help Israel continue on campuses. Some Jewish students say the protests have veered into anti-Semitism and made them afraid to set foot on campus. A protester at Northeastern University in Boston.
As a collective, we have never condoned any violence on our Jewish members, and we never will. We do not condone bigotry or hate speech of any kind.
Anti-Gaza war protesters outside the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington. President Biden is expected to speak there. Homes blown to bits by more than two dozen tornadoes in Nebraska, especially just outside Omaha and Elkhorn. Hard hit Douglas County. Chris Franks of the National Weather Service.
There ended up being 80 reports. So those are confirmed. We feel confident when we put out those reports. Those are either visual evidence or a reliable spotter or our law enforcement.
Possible violent storms include twisters, possible through tomorrow from Texas to the Great Lakes. Part of Interstate 40 closed because of cleanup from a freight train derailment near the Arizona-New Mexico border. Fuel spills caused a big fire seen by this driver who was on I-40 when...
Boom! All of a sudden there was this huge explosion of fire and black smoke.
Fires caused Amtrak to suspend service between Albuquerque and Los Angeles until the track reopens. Abortion update with a focus on Florida. ABC News Deputy Political Director Avery Harper.
Earlier this week, President Biden was out in Tampa. He was speaking about reproductive rights. Vice President Kamala Harris is going to be there in Jacksonville this week, speaking about the issue, highlighting the issue, and both of them putting the blame squarely on former President Trump for these state abortion bans that we've seen passed across the country. The Biden campaign really hoping that this issue is going to drive voters to turn out to the polls in November.
Our Avery Harper, you're listening to ABC News. Sheriff's deputies investigating what they say was a suspicious vehicle in Lakeland, Florida today say the man inside refused to get out, then opened fire, describing the man as a sovereign citizen, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd.
Which simply means they resist government, they don't believe in government, they don't think the laws apply to them, and they can do what they want when they want.
Two deputies are wounded. The driver was killed in the gun battle. With profit losses, changes at this airline, says ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
Southwest will also cut half its flights in Atlanta and about a third at Chicago's O'Hare. It's also limiting hiring and asking workers to take unpaid time off. It expects to end the year with 2,000 fewer employees. The no-frills airline trying to cut costs after losing more than $230 million from January to March, thanks in part to higher labor costs and those problems at Boeing.
Greece has handed over the Olympic flame for this year's Summer Games to Paris organizers. The ceremony in Athens, with an English translation noting the wars in Gaza and Ukraine, International Olympic President Isidoros Covellos.
Let the message arrive to the friendly people of France who are hosting the Olympics. And from there, I believe and hope that a global message of peace will start, because that's what it symbolizes. The flame symbolizes solidarity, peace, and the fraternity of peoples.
Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.